two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Welcome back to The Political Strategist. This is your podcast host, Brenda Sanders. You know, I've been advocating for this very one thing for many, many years, and that is the restoration, augmentation, and glorification of the Detroit City Airport. I don't know how so many have ignored this precious site in the middle, the very middle, the very heart of Detroit, Michigan. I've always advocated for its operation, full operation, and servicing to downtown Detroit business, people, Detroiters. I remember, and I think it was back in the early 90s, the Detroit airport, actually, City Airport, actually housed the Pro Airlines, that's what the name of it. And it was, I remember taking a Pro Air flight, like you could take a Pro Air flight from Detroit to Atlanta, Detroit to Chicago, Detroit to maybe Charlotte for $50. You know, and then after a while, it went up to about $80 to Detroit, Detroit City Airport, not Metro. And I know those of you there, you of that out there, they're thinking, well, you know, we don't need two airports. And Chicago has three airports, I think. Don't even talk about New York. And other major cities have more than one airport. And I believe with the growth and the potential growth still, business, if you just talk about business development in downtown Detroit, I believe it's a great idea to have an airport nearby. I think Detroit Metro Airport, because I've taken, I've ridden from downtown Detroit up Gratiot to the Detroit City Airport. Takes about maybe 15 minutes, and maybe a little bit more. But that is a major thoroughfare there on Gratiot up to the Detroit City Airport. And how about operating it for what it is? The land use is already granted for that of an airport. It's already runwayed. I think I suggested one time expanding the runways to accommodate. Well, those Pro Air flights were pretty big jets coming into Detroit. And I don't know how the development of the Detroit City Airport has escaped discussion in Detroit among any government officials at all. Because to me, it's foremost in my mind, and I think it could make a great way to attract even more business development in Detroit, and of course, just the normal passengers like you and I, you know, or whoever's listening. I remember taking Pro Air, and you know, I take it for the weekend and do a turnaround flight and come right back. I remember that. I took a turnaround flight on Pro Air from Detroit, I believe, to Myrtle Beach one weekend. This is how well I thought this airline was doing. And I, at the time, I believe I lived in downtown Detroit. And I really enjoyed Pro Air Airlines. I didn't have to deal with the traffic of going out to Metro. Now, that's not to say I didn't go to Metro Airport to travel. I did and still do. But this addition would be something that would especially accommodate, you know, short-term business travel. And it would certainly, I believe, enhance business interest in downtown Detroit with that airport close by. I would propose, as I always have, this is not the first time, a robust effort and initiative to develop, expand, and to preserve the Detroit City Airport for use, for its actual land use, that is, as an airport. And I think that it would only add to what's done at the Metro, at the Metro Detroit Airport. I mean, who knows? Maybe somebody's running late for a flight at Metro, might want to take a plane from the city airport to Metro Airport. I'm just thinking out loud. So I think it is something that's sitting before our very eyes, right in the heart of Detroit, and it's not being used, hasn't been developed ever. It seems as though it's a bad word, and someone decided to abandon its original land use as an airport. I think it should be revisited and an actual airport be reinstated at the Detroit City Airport. I hope federal funds can be used and can be located and to help in and with that initiative. And that's part of my plan as that's definitely part of my platform as a 13th congressional district candidate. Thank you again for listening and tuning in. Talk to you next time.